Kevin, if you could say your name so that I've got it on tape and a good title for you.
Yeah, my name is Kevin Diaz, and I'm the National Director of Legal Advocacy for Compassion and Choices.
Okay. What is everyone saying this afternoon about this ruling out of Riverside County?
Well, it's a surprise in that the special session was called by Governor Brown, and he's the one who decided what that special session would be about, and then ultimately signed the legislation that came out of that special session. And now all of a sudden, a judge has ruled that somehow that wasn't passed correctly. And so I think our supporters are pretty surprised about this, especially after so much time has passed of enactment of the law.
Well, one argument I saw, they said, well, this taking your own life, doctor-assisted suicide, is not a health issue. That was the argument I saw.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that the special session was broadly construed to deal with healthcare. And one thing that the studies have shown is that having this particular end-of-life healthcare option actually causes physicians to redouble their efforts to make sure that they're doing everything on behalf of patients at the end of life. And so I think that while opponents don't view it as a healthcare option, I think that the medical literature actually supports that, in fact, it is an important option at the end of life and has ripple effects through all the kinds of efforts that are made to make sure that people get the best possible care at the end of life.
So what happens next?
Well, the judge said that he was going to delay entering the order for 5 days to give the Attorney General's office an opportunity to apply for a stay at the Court of Appeals. And so our hope is that the Attorney General will do just that, and that while this works its way through the courts, the ruling will be stayed so that people will not have to suffer needlessly.
What are your thoughts about all the people who were considering this and were, you know, who were in pain and suffering and had the prescriptions and were thinking about actually going through with this? What can they do now?
Well, at this point, they should continue on their course of treatment that they've decided on with their physicians, family, and spiritual leaders, and until we'll know more in a few days about whether or not people need to worry about changing tax or thinking about other options. But right now, I would probably hold tight and continue on whatever plan they've created for themselves.
Were you surprised that this happened and that they, as you said, they took this path with the healthcare issue special session?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Were you surprised by this ruling today and the angle that they took about the special session?
I wasn't surprised by this particular angle, because this is something that they've alleged from the very beginning of the case, that it took this long for the court to reach this decision, and that it happened so late in the game was a little bit of a surprise. And I think that, you know, in looking at the case law and the logic of the argument, I was not persuaded by it, and I think that an appellate court will probably or hopefully will reverse the ruling.
So I'm looking, the wire copy I have said it took effect in June of 2016. Is that correct, when it all went into place and people were allowed to do this?
Yeah, that sounds right.
So that's what, a year and a half? Wow.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think, personally, I think I'm a little surprised that the judge didn't grant a stay, because obviously there hasn't been an emergency up to this point. So why not let it kind of play its way see its way through the courts? But, it was the judge's call. So.
All right. Anything else you want to add about this?
No, just that Compassion and Choices is going to continue to fight to make sure that this is an option available to not just Californians, but everyone in the United States.
Do you think this will be a long, protracted fight?
I think litigation current in California currently takes, you know, a few years to wind its way through. So I, you know, my guess is that it's going to be at least another year or so. But that's actually kind of average for many cases. So I guess it's how you define a long fight.
Okay. All right. Kevin, thank you so much for your time and your comments. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.